Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I didn't mean to hit that button. Our switchboard is all askew this morning when I looked at it just now. Just suddenly, it just decided to display wrong, so I can't get to the switches. Good morning, Ginger.
Good morning, Corey.
I quit. I'm going back to bed.
Girl, I tell you, the way Skype was acting earlier, yes.
I'm just going to go on back to bed and call it a day. It's not even anything within our control is what makes it bad. So, our Houston listeners, you guys are well aware of what's going on. It's like, I don't know, the day after tomorrow outside. See that movie?
I've not seen that.
That's a little bit scary. Yes, that's exactly what I keep looking out the window going, okay, the water is not quite. Yeah. It's like a stream on my street. It doesn't look like a street. It looks like a stream. It looks like Venice. It's just water.
Ooh, that sounds pretty, though.
It sounds pretty, and I'm very happy I live on an incline because, Now, what I am panicked about is my backyard. I had some plumbing work done a few months ago.
Uh-oh.
There's a lovely sinkhole where they ripped up my Sam Fisher bushes. If you guys have heard me talk about my Sam Fisher bush. It looks like Sam Fisher at night. So I don't have them anymore, but in its place is a nice gaping hole now because of all the rain and the mud is starting to settle down in there. So it's scary. So if we're suddenly gone, we're sorry and we love you.
It's because Corey is floating away down the street.
Floating or being taken away by a tornado. We're having tornadoes.
Well, CNN just said there's no longer a tornado warning for where you're at.
Oh, that's right. It was only for about a half hour. So hopefully I'm safe. But if you hear me throw down the headset and run, that's what I ran. Ran for the hallway because it's the only safe place. Man, I need to move up north. I could handle a blizzard, I think.
I don't know. I was reading a story this morning about, I can't remember your name. I'm so sorry. Town in Alaska under 18 feet of snow right now. Homes collapsing. Buildings collapsing. Avalanches taking out homes.
That's not cute.
No.
That is not cute. Well, 18 foot of snow aside, I think I'd trade it for this.
Yeah. I'm sitting here looking out my window, and it's cold, and it's dreary, and it's gray outside. Just gray.
There is no dreary. There's just water falling in hail and tornadoes, and our weathermen are really perplexed. Every station I've watched this morning, they're going, this is not the correct time of year for this weather. There's no global warming. There's nothing wrong at all.
Darn Mayans, they broke it.
The Mayans, you broke that weather. You broke it.
It's all your fault. You broke it. Wasn't us. No. Not global warming. It's you darn Mayans.
This is how I'm gauging how bad the weather is. I went to get Kit Natrix, let her out of her carrier because she's sleeping there at night. She's a kitten. She eats things she's not supposed to. And she was backed up in the back like, No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
No, I'm not coming out. Thanks.
I'm good. No, I don't know what that booming noise is, but hey, have at.
Nice.
What do you mean, come out? It's safe. No, it's not safe. You don't look sane. Your eyes are all wide and stuff.
That's hilarious. No, my cat is walking wide circles around me at the moment. We had a little play fight, and his claws got a little sharp. And
you got a little sharp.
Oh, no, I got a little cut.
With
a couple little cuts in my hands. I started it, but yeah. That's fine. That's fine because you know what? Yeah, we're not the only.
All right. So
I got a story where a guy needs to be cut.
Oh, yes. Now, speaking of cutting, also, quickly, boob.
Boobs. See, I'm jiggling them. Jiggle, 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 bouncing them. All right, okay.
Stop jiggle on your flotation devices.
We had a conversation with somebody this weekend about, you know, big boobs compared to small boobs and how small boobs can fit into the cuter shirts. I was really upset about this.
Well, no, there's equally cute shirts for all sizes. So I would like to go on record as saying, because most of my girlfriends had the big boobs. I was a small boob chick, and I had stuff I could wear that they couldn't. They had stuff they could wear I couldn't. So it worked out well. We were all sexy. Work it out.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully I don't cough my head off.
That's
where I wasn't coughing until just a couple of minutes ago.
I'm sorry.
I know. All right. So there's a blogger named Kristen Wolf. I don't know if you've heard about her. And she's got a couple of posts up on the high school section of HuffPost.
Oh, Lord.
Which is Huffington Post. No. I like her.
Okay. Thanks.
Kristen works in a game store. All right, so she goes. She says, "You thought I didn't really notice, but I did, and I wanted to high-five you. Yesterday, I had a pair of brothers in my store. One was maybe about 15, and one was 17. He was a wrestler at the local high school, kind of tall, stocky, and handsome. He had a younger brother who was maybe about 10 or 12 years old. The only way to describe him was scrawny, neat, and very clean for a boy his age. They were talking about finding a game for the younger one, and he absolutely did that. And he was absolutely insisting it be one of with a female character. I don't know how many of y'all play games, but that isn't exactly easy. Eventually, I helped the brothers pick a game called Mirror's Edge. The youngest was pretty excited about the game, and then he specifically asked me, do you have any girl color controllers? I directed him to the only colored controllers we have, which included pink and purple ones. He grabbed the purple one and informed me it was his favorite color. The boys had been taken a while, so their father eventually came in. He saw the game in the controller and started in on the youngest about how he needs to pick something different, something more manly, something with guns and fighting, and certainly not a purple controller. He tried to convince him to get the new zombie game Dead Island, and the little boy just stood there repeating, Dad, this is what I want. Eventually, it turned into a full-blown argument, complete with Dad threatening to whoop his son if he didn't choose different items. That's when the big brother swooped in to save the day. He told his dad, it's my money, it's my gift to him, and if that's what he wants, I'm getting it for him. And if you're going to hit anyone, it's going to be me. Dad just gave his oldest son a strong, stern stare down and then left the store. Of course, little brother was crying, and she says she walks over and ruffles his hair and says, you know, I'm a girl and I like the color blue and I like shooting games. There's nothing wrong with what you like, even if it is different than what other people think you should. I hate this, Dad. I really wish I'd been there. This dad needs a slap. Several slaps. With a baseball bat, preferably. Your son likes games. He's a gamer. So what if he doesn't like your shooting games, your violent games? He wants to play something different.
What the underlying text there, that sounds like the little boy might be gay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the dad is having a little trouble embracing. What kind of...
I don't know. I would like to say I know a guy who I know for certain is straight. His favorite color growing up was pink. He likes crafts, and he likes going and shopping antique stores.
And so he may not be gay. He just kind of, it's hard. I'm saying sounds like that's the underlying text. His dad is having some trouble.
Dad is homophobic.
Yeah, dad's homophobic. There we go. That's what I'm looking for.
Dad is afraid his son might be gay, and even if he is, there's nothing wrong with that. And you pushing violent video games on him is not going to change who your son is.
Let me address you homophobes out there. let me explain two things to you. We've said this on this show before. Some of the most famous gay men in the world make millions of dollars because they design fashion for women. And some of the men who aren't gay are the most famous men in the world and have women all around them all the time because they design clothes and they like pink and they like colors and they like doing things like that. Shut up. There's nothing wrong with your child. Him or her may grow up to be amazing regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So stop it. Yes. Let him play what he wants to play.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I had to rant about it. I saw it last night as I was going over the internet.
The funny thing is a lot of our generation now are the parents. And I find it just amazing when I hear stories like that because they're our age. We grew up in the age where now none of this stuff should matter. We were complaining about these types of things, and then you go and embody them. So I'm going to assume that is not in our age group, but if you are, we disown you.
We disown you, and if I ever do happen to meet you, baseball bat, straight up to the head.
Same thing in the store. I can't say this much. Over Christmas, I did run across a dad who was shopping for games for his daughter for Wii, and he said she could have whatever she wanted. She didn't really want anything violent. She wanted the dance games, which is real popular among the little girls. She wanted the Michael Jackson experience. But she did pause for a minute on a couple of the quote-unquote violent ones. But I told dad, ratings.
Nothing wrong with her wanting to play those. It's just the ratings.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, ratings. And he's like, I don't know what that is. You know, y'all know, yes, I am always in somebody's business in the store when it has to do with games, because if somebody gets to the hold of the wrong thing and it was just somewhere where I could have prevented it, I'm going to say something. I have to. Mm-hmm. But she walked out of the store with with nothing, actually. They didn't have any Michael Jackson experience. Remember, we told y'all over Christmas, go to the hood. And when I told him that, he goes, I didn't even think about that. See, they got a lot. I says, you get on your phone right now and check. You got an iPhone there. Just go ahead and check.
Yes.
Yeah, you all need to stop with the whole who needs to be playing and who's carrying what. Because I'm going to tell you now, if you bring a pink controller in my house, I'm throwing it at you.
No. Bring it over here. I'll steal it.
I don't do pink controllers. I do, however, love the black ones. Because everything in my house is black accented.
It really depends on the color pink. If it's like the little Barbie pink, no, I don't want it. But mm-mm. Now if it's like the deeper, darker, bright, like almost kind of a neon pink, I'm all over that. But I want it mixed in with other colors.
A metallic pink I may be able to tolerate, but no full-on pink, cutesy, ruffly, and this type of stuff. And not to say I'm not girly. I have my girly moments quite often, but no, this is not going to happen. I want to know where he got a purple controller from. I need to have that. Okay, we need to move along. Find me a purple controller, Ginger.
The girl said she had one. I wonder what store she was at.
I'm going to go over. Yeah, go ahead and link me to that. Hey, get the rest of this. Where can I find that purple controller? All right. As you all know, CES is starting tomorrow.
Is it? All right. Oh, you're right. It is. Oh, my God.
We will have a news feed up. At some point here, if the great flood of 2012 can stop happening over here, I would have it up before. I think it's slowing down my internet. So we'd have it up now. But keep an eye out the rest of the day. We'll have a feed up for you if you're not at CES. And obviously we are not. And I wouldn't have made it anyway with this weather today. If I was leaving when I planned, it would have been today, and I'd have been stuck. Anyway, going on now. This is going to be a crazy week. We are not doing a CES show. No. No, there will be no CES show this week. However, we will be keeping you up to date. If you're not familiar with what CES is, it's where the U.S. tech industry gathers together in a bunch all together, and they tell you all about the new gadgets that are coming out. So they've already unveiled the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see if they have some good gadgets here worth mentioning. Okay, looks like some of the highlights are multi-touch screens, which I saw over the weekend on a show somewhere, mind you. The new HP laptop touchscreens where you can touch delicious. Flying iPhone control toy helicopters. Wi-Fi enabled.
I've seen those. Where were we?
Yes.
I think the mall. I think one of the middle stores in the mall. Can't think of what you call them. Anyway.
Yes.
The mall had them. They're kind of cool looking.
They are.
They had two versions. One has a camera where you can actually see what you're doing on your phone as you're flying it around.
Yes.
And the other one didn't. It was really cool.
Sorry. Still maybe possibly a little dangerous. Also, Wi-Fi enabled baby scales, updated Android tablets. Yes. Updated Android tablets, lots of skinny, svelte, ultra books. Those are some of the things that they're showing off at pre-show, so we will keep our eyes peeled for you. If we see anything amazing, most likely we'll tweet it and show you where you can find it on our site, and then where else you can find it if we don't manage to get pictures, but should be interesting. There's lots of interesting things popping up.
Yes, all kinds of interesting things. It's kind of interesting. All right, so
I'm just choking. I'm choking to death over here.
Yes. Y'all remember Mr. Christoforo? I think was his name. And In Control, that whole thing that went down last week.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was last week. Maybe it was the week before now. Anyways, looks like Avenger is trying to make up for that. Game politics this morning. Avenger maker donates $10,000 to Child's Play.
Yeah. Did I not tell you that was coming?
Yeah, yep, yep. They're kissing ass. In Control creators of the Avenger adapter for the Xbox 360 controller has donated $10,000 to Child's Play in an attempt to make amends for the bad PR related to the Ocean Marketing, Ocean Strategy, and Paul Christoforo. After Penny Arcade made Christoforo and his ill behavior with the customer public and promised to ban him from all future PAX events, In Control decided to get rid of the colorful social media marketer. In Control subsequently apologized for Christoforo's treatment of Dave, and this week is donating a whopping $10,000 to Penny Arcade's charity, in addition to pledging $50,000 worth of Avenger products should Child's Play find a need for it. The firm is no longer taking new orders on its Avenger device and is instead focusing on fulfilling orders from anxious customers. Because, see, that's what the whole deal was about in the first place, is there are plenty of customers out there who are peeved that they've ordered this Avenger controller and still have not received it. Yes, yes, that's how Dave and Mr. Christoforo got into it in the first place.
Dave, and you forgot Gabe. We forgot Gabe, two entities. Dave and Gabe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is going to be an amazing thing. As if flooding and tornadoes and rain and hail wasn't enough, we're going to have to side with EA on something. Ginger, are you alive?
I'm alive. I got a nut in my mouth.
Okay, so EA has issued an EA has issued an action claiming First Amendment protection for its use of real world military. Okay, I'm sorry, that's what she said popped into my head right then. I was delayed, lagged out. Okay. So they've claimed action First Amendment protection for its use of real world military helicopters in Battlefield 3. According to legal documents obtained by that other frenemy site, we're not going to mention your names anymore. EA was contacted on December 21st, 2011, by lawyers representing Textron, a U.S. conglomerate that owns a military hardware company, Bell Helicopter. Textron demanded that three models depicting Bell aircraft be removed from Battlefield 3. However, after failing to reach an understanding privately, EA submitted an action to the Federal Court of Northern California just this last Friday. The document states that the parties have been unable to resolve their dispute. EA, therefore, has a reasonable and strong apprehension that it'll soon face a trademark and/or trade dress action from Textron. EA believes that its use of the AH-1Z Viper and UH-1Y and V-22 Osprey helicopters is protected by the First Amendment and the doctrine of nominative fair use, and notes that the Bell manufactured helicopters are not highlighted or given prominence or given greater prominence than any other vehicles within the game. Wow, I'm choking. Okay, so the Bell manufactured can I breathe, please, lungs? The Bell manufactured helicopters depicted in Battlefield 3 are just a few of countless creative visual audio pilot and programming elements that make up EA's Expressive Work, a first-person military combat simulation. EA's claim is strengthened by June 2011's landmark ruling that gave games the First Amendment rights, or the same First Amendment rights as film and literature. The U.S. Supreme Court voted 7-2 against a motion to reinstate a law concerning the sale of violent video games to minors and introduced new labeling laws and punitive fines for retailers, which should also include Apple and Android. People,
Yes,
get
Android,
your ratings together. Droid, I love you, but you need to do what you got to do.
Droid.
Since then, I'm going to have to get that sound effect just to use when I say that. Okay, so then, since then, a lawsuit between EA and Rutgers University over the use of quarterback Ryan Hart's likeness was dismissed after a judge ruled that EA's First Amendment rights outweighed Hart's rights to control his own image. Millions of dollars are being made, and he's not getting his part of the pot, Hart's lawyer Tim McElwain said at the time. How is this allowed to happen? Okay, that one I didn't agree with. I think the athletes need to get paid if you use their face to sell games. Sorry. And on the other side of the fence, I am not understanding why this company is jumping at EA for using this in a game.
I don't know either.
I unfortunately have to side with EA on this one and say, stop it, Textron. Just stop it.
Just stop it.
If it was in a movie with Matthew McConaughey, you'd be all for it. But it's in a game, so therefore children must be playing it. If they are, it's the parents' fault. It has nothing to do with you or EA, for that matter. So let it go.
Yes, yes. Let it go. Oh, block talk. Stop. Make noise in my ear. All
right. As one of the comments is saying, of course, this is all about money because it's been announced tons of times that it's going to be in the game, that these helicopters are going to be in the game. And then suddenly now they want to make a big, feud. You know what I'm betting happened? Somebody was playing golf and says, yeah, my son loves that Battlefield 3 game. You know your helicopters are in it? Yeah, we know. You could be making money off of that. You know, you're right. I'm calling our lawyer. That's exactly how it went down. I bet you any amount of money. You're right. Let me call my lawyer.
You people. Yeah. They're Corey's people, not my people.
No, I'm not claiming them, because if they were my people, they'd all be getting spanking and put in the corner.
That's hot.
You got issues, Ginger.
yes, I do. All right. Are you ready? Run Like Hell, Yeti Edition. Perfect winter
really?
Free game. Yeah. You know I had to do it just because it's got a Yeti. All right. After leaving that dreadful island full of cannibals and unfriendly locals, our brave archaeologist went to the Himalayas searching for an ancient artifact. Close to the Mount Everest, being in an artifact cave, his senses told him he's being watched. Large, white, vicious, breath-smelling, and loudly roaring creature came out of nowhere. All right, this is horribly translated. Not again was his last thought. It's time to run like hell again. All right, so jump, slide, and be precise to perfectly outrun this vicious Yeti. Avoid all obstacles which might slow you down. Send fog or thunderbolts to slow your hunter down. Watch your adrenaline level and use it to run faster. The game, did we say, is absolutely free. All right, so
that is really badly translated, yeah.
And it's Experian Play Optimized! Finally!
We'll be reviewing a game today. Woo!
Yes. Where's my phone? I'll be downloading this while we're on the show. I'll tell you how it is.
Okay, well, I got some charts for y'all. Y'all ready?
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. I actually was up when they came in, so I decided to get a jump on it. So they're already up, ready for your perusing or purchasing if you want to buy one of these games. Number 10, Star Wars, The Old Republic. Yes, still in the top 10. Number 9, Mario and Sonic, London, 2012 Olympic Games. 8, The Elder Scrolls, Skyrim. You also got at number 7, Need for Speed, The Run. Number 6, Saints Row, the third. Number 5, Assassin's Creed Revelations. That game is hanging in there. Number 4, Battlefield 3, with all the helicopter business going on.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Just Dance 3, which will not leave the top 10. I don't care what. You people are serious. I do like Just Dance 3. I was about to say, people are serious, but I understand. I've played Just Dance 3. I like it.
I'm being silly. It's like she likes it.
I do like it. Number 2 is Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And number 1, again, with the FIFA. I'm not understanding the FIFA at all.
Mm-mm, me either.
I'm not understanding the FIFA. Somebody explain to me the FIFA. Okay. That download. I mentioned to my peoples yesterday GTA 5 had been announced, and people almost wrecked their cars. So
really,
yes. When I got back here, there was a fight over the iPad because China Wars. I downloaded the light version.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Bless you.
See, choking. Having some breathing issues. Something is trying to kill me. Maybe it's because I watched Poltergeist yesterday, too. I should stop watching that movie. See, this always happens. All right, y'all, come get me. Call 911. I can't breathe.
I got the 9 and the 1 dial.
And wait. Can we get the floor? Then go ahead and do what you got to do.
All right, so I guess it's my turn again. Wow. I'm sorry. I'm still laughing. That's kind of a...
I'm all just up with TA 5.
Yeah. Sorry, what?
Stop it, Ginger. Put the beer down. We got.
I was looking at the meow maze. Sorry.
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah. All right, so help rescue the lost kittens and bring them to safety in Meow Maze for the Apple iPhone and Apple iPad, courtesy of Daily App Dream, which I told y'all about last year. If you've not been visiting that daily, you really should. All right, so in collaboration with popular games and app portal, Daily App Dream independent developer Robo Nacho Systems are offering their highly amusing and entertaining game, Meow Maze, for free in a limited time promotion starting January 7th, which was 2 days ago. All right, so, in Meow Maze, you play the role of a character with striking resemblance to the crazy cat lady, and your task is to help rescue the lost kittens in a very fragile and, lost kittens in different mazes, and bring them home safely to their kitty mama. Kittens are very fragile and sensitive creatures, and it's critical that you perform this task as quickly as possible.
Fragile?
Yes. Apparently, yeah. Have you seen the cuts on my hands? Not so much.
Seen the cuts on my legs from my kitten?
Right. So they say it's critical that you perform this task as quickly as possible, and in reward, the faster you succeed, the more coins you can win and collect. Your initial playable character is Meemaw Mabel, and by collecting or buying and using coins, Percy Peacock, Viola Vickers, Mitch Marbles, and Moonbeam Daydream become available as upgrades.
Meemaw, who from the South wrote this game? Because only
I know, right?
Meemaw. Oh my God, Meemaw.
Meemaw.
I haven't heard that one in a while. Okay,
Meemaw was my great grandma. Mother was my grandmother.
Meemaw was somebody else's grandma for me. You know, you couldn't call them grandma because they weren't your grandma.
Yeah.
So my friend. Yeah, Big Mama. I also forgot Big Mama. Mm-hmm. Oh, Meemaw. Wow. I need to talk to them about that. Okay.
All right, so by rescuing kittens, you will eventually gather enough coins to upgrade not only your character, but also unlock other levels and gather items. As each maze is randomly generated at each play, there is unlimited and infinite entertainment value ahead. Featuring single as well as multiplayer mode where you can go head-to-head against other players through the Game Center support, rescuing kittens has never been more fun, and best of all, you don't need to change the dirty litter box. This cute gameplay, crisp graphics, retina support were applicable. Unlimited levels, in-app coin pack purchases, and upgrades such as fanny packs and unique hats, Meow Maze will have you purring and pouncing all the way to the App Store. So again, this is on it's on the App Store, right?
Yeah, iPhone, sounds like, since they said retinal display. I don't really know. All of them may have retinal display. But usually Apple's the only one that mentions it. Okay, so I just got something that popped into my mailbox, but it's very short and sweet. So I'm going to do two really, really quickly.
What you got?
What popped into my mailbox just now is that Verizon Wireless and LG Mobile are saying they are continuing the legacy of innovation by offering a true HD mobile experience with Spectrum by LG. Yes. New cell phone. This features a 4.5-inch true HD in-plane switching, also known as IPS display, same display technology used in their premium LG HD televisions. And that's all they sent me. And I have a little janky picture that I can't post up for you because I don't know. Sometimes I wonder what they're doing over there. Who's lazy and just decided to write a quick blurb?
I don't know, but these people do this all the time.
I mean, it literally is barely a full paragraph, so that's why I have two. And they sent it to me. Like, I can't do anything with this. All right, now for the bad news, the really bad news.
Bad news?
Well,
no.
Not really. Well, it's not really bad news, but it's bad news for the people who work here. So Best Buy is saying that they see double-digit declines for their games.
I wonder why.
Mm-hmm. They've reported a comparable store sales decline of 1.2% for the December financial period and admitted to a decline in gaming sales. The revenue summary for December saw $8.4 billion in revenue, with $1.9 billion coming from international sales. While the company didn't release specifics regarding revenue for its game division, the official statement given via VGI.biz does reveal a significant decline. Gaming and digital imaging both experienced low double-digit declines in comparable store sales. In the domestic market, consumer electronics were responsible for 40% of the revenue, with computing and mobile at 35%, and entertainment at 16%. Online, the domestic channel saw a 26% increase in revenue compared to the previous year. In the international market, computing and mobile phones took the lead with 48%, followed by consumer electronics at 29%, and entertainment at just 9%. Their CEO, Brian J. Dunn, is quoted as saying, "We built off of a share gains in the third quarter to deliver December sales that we believe compared favorably to the retail CE industry." Okay, so I'm going to jump down because this is a lot. They are noting that the Xbox and PlayStation market at Best Buy is staying strong. They said historically holiday periods have over-indexed towards the Wii and handheld platforms because there's a lot of gift-giving to kids. He says, "We believe these games are often bought by parents at the big box retailers. We believe the big box retailers over-index toward the Wii handheld markets, markets relative to, say, GameStop. However, the Wii and handheld segments of gaming market are in serious decline, and we believe due to competition for mobile and social gaming." You know what? I'm tired of you all with the mobile and social gaming thing. Mm-hmm. In the UK, however, the Morrisons supermarket chain is currently in talks to acquire former Best Buy retail sales, according to the Financial Times. The 11 UK stores in Best Buy were closed in November after annual losses of $62 million. Wow.
That's a lot of money.
You know, the thing is, people are angry with the Wii. And one of the guys here at Jedi.biz is making an interesting point, is that Nintendo went after a target audience, and they knew exactly what they were doing. And though people keep saying, "Oh, I don't want my Wii, I'm not going to play my Wii, it's not a good console," they still knew exactly what they were doing. As we say this a million times, is you grew up, Nintendo didn't. They knew exactly who they were going after. It was not for you. It never was for you. The Wii was never for grown-up gamers unless you have a family. Seriously, there's a couple of grown-up titles on there, but they're very few and far between. They are all aimed at children. And in the long run, it's smart, because once Nintendo has hooked you, you all stayed up until just now when you decided you got tired of playing Mario. But there'll be a Mario Party 12, 15, 18, because they're constantly going after the kids.
Yeah, and then you have kids, and you play with your kids. And,
One thing you're never short on is kids. So... I am not mad at. I was never mad at Nintendo about the Wii. I play with mine when I use it for the Wii Fit, because it's got scale on it, which is good. You know, so it has its uses. But I was never angry at them. "You left your core gamers." No, I tell you who's leaving us, guys. Your developers, because they swear that nobody's going to buy a handheld. We're only going to want to play games on the cell phone. And we here are the first to tell you. You'll be hearing this all year, provided the minds aren't right. That these games on the phones and the tablets are horrible for long-term play. You will not be paying for them and sitting and playing. We want our developers to make, if they're gonna keep saying that everything is geared towards the tablet and the mobile phones, they need to make better games. They need to step in, because the people that are doing it now doing a piss poor job. Mm-hmm. Games are not great. Rockstar is the only one that stepped up to the challenge and did a damn good job. I played my opening parts of Chinatown Wars just to see how it was, and I got to tell you, it's great. It's fantastic.
Yes, yes, yes. I was going over to that store earlier, and I was like, none of these really look like anything I want to play.
Mm-hmm. The serious gamers don't want to play the games on the phone. They have no depth. They have no anything. There's nothing to keep you there. So we need for you guys to do like Rockstar and say, I'm just going to, if that's the case, I'm going to make four versions of my game. I'll have some for the phone, some for the tablet, one for the handhelds too, because we're still going to buy them. And the handheld needs to be the one you trick out really hard, because the cell phone can't do that. It can't do what some of the handhelds do. Can't do what Vita and the 3DS can do. Can't. No phone that I know of.
Yeah.
Except for Ginger's comes close.
I know. My phone is so awesome. So pretty. Kissing my hand again. I will too. I love my phone. Okay. All right. We've been talking about SOPA and PIPA. I know some of y'all are probably tired about hearing this, but it's something you need to hear. And apparently, a lot of us aren't hearing it unless we're gamers. GamePolitics.com has a story up that says mainstream media avoids SOPA PIPA coverage. Is the mainstream broadcast media ignoring SOPA and Protect IP because their parent company support it? Media Matters thinks so and has released the results of an investigation on the topic. controversial legislation that the co-founder of Google has warned would put us on par with the most oppressive nations on the world, has received virtually no coverage from major American television news outlets during their evening newscast and opinion programming. The parent companies of most of these networks, as well as two of the networks themselves, are listed as official supporters of the legislation on the U.S. House of Representatives website. The group says that the most major television news outlets, including MSNBC, Fox News, of course, ABC, CBS, and NBC, have ignored the bill during their evening broadcast. The one exception to that rule was CNN, who devoted a single evening segment to it. Media Matters said that the data on this lack of coverage is based on a search for the LexisNexis, of the LexisNexis database going back to October 1st, 2011. They also note that the Nexus database does not include daytime coverage or Shep Smith's 7 p.m. nightly Fox News program. Both were excluded from the study. The legislation has many supporters in the television broadcast industry, which could explain why many news outlets have ignored coverage of the bills and the fur over them online. ABC and CBS are listed as supporters of the bill on the House of Judiciary Committee website, along with Comcast, NBC Universal, who owns MSNBC and NBC News, Viacom, News Corporation, which is Fox News, Time Warner, CNN, Disney Publishing Worldwide, the Walt Disney Corporation subsidiary that owns ABC, is also listed as a supporter, as are other Disney-owned properties such as ESPN and Hyperion Publishing. So they say while television has mostly ignored SOPA and the subsequent fallout from it, the online arms of these news outlets have posted regular articles about the fight over the legislation. All right, so people, why aren't we hearing about this on TV? Because this affects TV. This affects internet. I mean, you're watching cable.
Well, no.
Your internet's all cut in.
You're not hearing it because they're supporting the bill, and they're suppressing the news, which is why the idiot said what he said last week about there's a minority voice. You're not even hearing about it. You're not hearing about it because the people that are supporting it are suppressing the news. So... it is the geeks versus the rest of y'all. Let's do this. We've had tougher fights. We fight bosses every day. We eat bosses for lunch.
We ain't scared.
We ain't scared. How are my earrings? good gosh. Okay. Wait a minute. I had something else. I'm going to switch because I'm going to get angry and militant here in a minute. I already been tweeting.
We like you angry and militant.
I know, but it's too, you know, the water is rising. I need to keep my wits about me, you know. I have to swim out to the mailbox and stuff. Okay, so... guess what this week is, Ginger?
What's this week?
We've been waiting for this week. It's a week of the Illuminati.
Is it released this week?
No, but it is our week. So all the things this week will be geared towards the Illuminati. You wonder what I'm talking about? Secret World, duh.
Yay! Secret World. I was at Books A Million this weekend reading several magazines that had articles about it. I was like, I can't wait.
Well, this week we will be helping with the coverage, of course, because we got some goodies that we're going to be posting. It's going to take me all day. There's a lot of goodies for the Illuminati. But today, Funcom is kicking off the Week of the Illuminati, a full week of focus on the most secret of the three secret societies that players can join in the upcoming modern-day MMO, The Secret World. Throughout the week, Funcom will be serving information, artwork, screenshots, a video, and a developer Q&A. For Secret World. That'll be on Facebook, but as soon as they tell us it's up, we'll tell you where to go to view it. If they don't give us a copy, we may be able to get one. We have all the rest of these goodies here hot. So if you're not sure which secret society you belong to, you can take the initiation test. Again, we'll have this up on Gabonatrix shortly because our site's also suffering some issues because of the weather. Or actually, it's me over here. I can't get his post. But the Illuminati are invisible, are the invisible puppet masters and corporate manipulators. You see how we roll? And they crave power and wealth by any means necessary. They may have ancient roots, but they remain forever young and hungry. The Illuminati's golden agents enjoy power, money, and glamour. But the real power they offer you goes beyond that. Information worked from every civilian, government, and clandestine organization in the world. Lovely. So where can you see this? Where can you get all this information? Well, from us. There's also going to be a Q&A on their Facebook on the 15th, so you can already start submitting questions via their question and answers app on their page. Just go to, wait a minute, let me make sure I give you the right one. Crap! I'm going to have to open that one up. It doesn't want to open. Come on. My secret world contacts are not acting right. Okay, so let me continue on while we wait for that to load. The Secret World is consistently mentioned as one of the most anticipated MMOs in development, breaking new grounds and genre conventions by introducing a modern-day setting. No orcs and trolls here, people. It's a story-focused MMO experience and a freeform progression system using no classes and no levels.
And I said, shoot, I got a kitty trying to get in my lap. Sorry.
Oh. So, okay, so again, I'm going to say that again because Ginger with the shoe. There's no classes and no levels. Right now, or as of last year, Funcom has announced that over 500,000 of you out there are already registered for the ongoing beta testing. The Secret World, unfortunately, is published by EA. Will ship. You ready for this, Ginger?
When?
April this year.
Yay!
April. I would like to point out it's my birthday. It's my birthday. I'm going to party like it's my birthday.
Hell yeah, we'll be there.
I'll be right in the Secret World all night. Okay, so to find them, yeah, we're going to have to post this link because it's a little crazy for the Illuminati. But we will be right in here covering it all week. I am so excited. I may have to write something.
Ooh.
Yeah, y'all know. I loves me a newly set MMO. And we're going to take a break here, but of course we'll continue talking while we take a break.
When we come back, I will be telling you about how Sony is telling people to stop gossiping, more or less.
What?
Yeah, Sony says, stop gossiping.
Time for the call out again.
Yeah.
If it was up. I don't know what that is, but somebody's going to get cut. Anyway, see you guys on the other side of our break. Oh, stop it. Stop it, Comcast. Stop it.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Yes!
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm gonna love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm gonna love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Baby, I'm in love with you.
All right, guys, you know where to find us, GamerNatrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, Blog Talk, just everywhere.
Everywhere. We're on Twitter. We're in Second Life. We're on APB. We're going to be in Secret World.
And you guys, make sure you keep an eye on the site all week. And if you're Illuminati, drop by us and drop us an eye on the site. You don't have to say anything, just an eye so we know who you are. A small eye. Illuminati.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm gonna love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat.
All right. Yes, we're still live. You're like, I thought they were going off. We are. Don't panic. Calm down. We're going to go into the streaming portion of the morning news here in about 2 or 3 minutes. So Ginger's going to start to tell you what happened, but you may not hear the rest.
All right. So last week we told you about Hirai supposedly being promoted to president of the Sony Corporation. Sony is now saying this week nothing has been determined.
They lie.
Yeah. I'm pulling this from several different websites, actually. Sony does not appreciate websites gossiping about Kazuo Hirai. They issued a statement saying certain media reports made regarding Sony Corporation officer appointments were false. So apparently last week it was said Hirai had been promoted to the position of president. However, Sony has now said it has made no announcement in this regard and nothing has been determined at this time. Seems that Nakai got the story out earlier than Sony expected, which was the first website to report it. And Sony's board has yet to approve Hirai's promotion.
Okay, but if you're going to do it, what do you make such a big deal about it for?
I don't know. So it looks like he's going to be president, but he's not quite president yet. He's just, yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, give it up, people. Give it up. All right, since that one was a short one, I've got another one over here. It's kind of funny.
Yay.
Farmville parody Cow Clicker made thousands on Facebook.
I saw that. Remember we were talking about that last week.
Were we?
I did a brief story about it, and then I went to go look at it. It is hilarious.
Is it?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, then, since we talked about it last week,
No. Tell them, because we don't know what happened with the cow clicker. I just saw it. We mentioned it last week.
Okay. The cowpocalypse is already upon us. There are no more cows to be clicked. But at its height in 2011, the Facebook social game Cow Clicker had over 50,000 players, according to Jason Tanz of Wired, and at least 10,000 were still clicking on empty patches of land as of last December. The game was an intentional parody of Zynga's Farmville, made by an independent software developer, Ian Bogost, who normally prefers to write machined haiku for the Atari 2600. Its gameplay was exactly what it says on the tin: you bought cows for Mooney and clicked on them, and your Facebook friends saw when you clicked. So how much did a Blatant non-game get to be? So how did such a Blatant non-game get to be so popular? And to make enough money to help finance Bogost's artistic pursuits? Right. So apparently it was just ironic appeal. The first players of Cow Clicker, according to Kotaku's Leah Alexander, were other indie game designers who played it as a form of protest. That sounds hilarious. Zynga, Bill Mooney had given an award acceptance speech at the 2010 Independent Games Festival, which many designers saw as a threat to their art and their livelihood if they didn't make social games like his. Cow Clicker was originally Bogost's retort, designed to show just how shallow he thought Farmville was, and each cow clicked was at first a jab at everyone's friends who played it. It just didn't stay that way for long, as some people actually joined in looking for fun. All right, so Cow Clicker's self-aware sense of humor led to the creation of a variety of themed cows, including Cowchulu, My First Cow, drawn by Bogost's daughter. In addition, Bogost actually began taking player feedback seriously and making design tweaks in response. All right, so apparently the game, all it was clicking cows. You just went in, you clicked. That's all you did.
Yes.
You clicked a cow. Yes. I never played this. I'm upset about this. Why didn't I click?
You were not paying attention.
I didn't get to click a cow. And now there are no cows to click?
Well, you need to be there to click the cows properly, Ginger. Sorry.
I would click them.
Cows are quick.
I got an awesome clicker finger.
Cows are quick. You got to be quick.
I'm a girl. We're made for this whole clicking of the finger thing.
You know what? I'm done with you. All right.
That could have been taken on that way.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm in it doesn't mean nothing.
We were going to tell you about the new Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City trailer, but being that they support SOPA, now we won't. Moving along. Bastards. Oh, wait a minute. Who owns Mortal Kombat? Is it Capcom? Better not be. Is Warner Brothers supporting SOPA? Well, we're going to assume they're not. But if we do find out you are Warner Brothers, that's curtains for you. We will cut you. But until then, we'll assume that you're not. We'll be on the good side. So those of you who are very, very excited, or not excited yet, you will be here in just a second. The Mortal Kombat Complete Edition has been confirmed. Yes, I needed to yell it like that. Stop covering your ears and going, what's wrong with her? Like you didn't know I was going to do the sound effect. The Complete Edition arrives in U.S. stores on the 28th of February. Publisher Warner Brothers Interactive has officially confirmed this. The pack will include all DLCs released for NetherRealm Studios' 2011 Brawler Extra Fighters. Will also be included Scarlet, Kenshi, Rain, and Freddy Krueger. Uh-huh. Not that wimpy Freddy Krueger from the remake, but the real one from back in the day. There'll be 15 classic skins and 3 classic fatalities. On top of that, you'll get downloaded codes for the Mortal Kombat songs inspired by the Warriors album, as well as, and get this, the 1995 Mortal Kombat film via your PlayStation Store or your Xbox Live Zune player. That's right. A European release date has not been announced yet, but through a BBFC listing spotted last month, stated that it would at least be out in the UK on possibly the 17th of February, just after Valentine's Day, people. So get your girl or your guy the game. You can go pre-order it. You know how we roll here in the States. Just go pre-order it and hand them the receipt. Happy Valentine's Day, baby. Mortal Kombat. Then y'all can get up and start doing the dance and the fighting. Dun, dun, dun. I'm sorry.
It amuses me.
I'm sorry. This was my very first ever video game movie, and all I remember is there was a bunch of screaming and there was a party in the theater. I just remember that.
I think this came out when I was in middle school.
I think I was either in high school or fresh out of high school, one of the two. But there was a party in a theater. I mean, screaming. There was popcorn throwing, especially when Liu Kang did his move. You know the one we all like, the kick, the face kicking business. Mm-hmm. Oh man, it was just out of control. Ah, there was popcorn flying.
I'm trying to think. Did I actually go to the movie? I may have actually gone, but I don't know if I watched the movie.
Yes. Any of you out there, if there's ever a movie that's a video game movie, you have to go and you have to take a group of your gamer friends, because then it's much more fun. The reactions, you know, people aren't looking at you strangely,
yeah,
because you're going, you know, you pick up on something. Or they're wondering why you're laughing and they can't get the joke.
Yes.
Like I made the mistake of watching Scott Pilgrim with my family members, most of which are not gamers. So the first thing I went over was I heard Legend of Zelda when young Neil was playing it on his DS, and I went, oh, it's Zelda. And they were like, what? I was like, oh, my God, he's playing Zelda. Oh, my God. They were like, why are you freaking out? Oh, shut up. You don't get it.
You don't get it. You don't get it.
You're not a gamer. Oh, look, there's a P-Bard. What's so funny about that? Never mind. Not a gamer.
Not a gamer. All right. Speaking of gamers, us gamers, we are some determined folk. GamePolitics.com petition to restore 5 PS3 activations on PSN.
You know, we got a petition about PS3, something to do with that. And I'm sorry, guy, I was in the grocery store when you sent me that, so that's why I didn't sign your petition. But I'll try to get around to it this week. You, Ginger, tell them what happened so everybody else can help and support.
All right, so petition to restore 5 a petition on change.org says asks Sony's chairman to change the number of devices that can be activated from the current 2 to the original 5 on PlayStation Network. According to the creator of the petition, the November 2011 update to the PS3 stopped any activated PS3s beyond the first 2 from being able to download content from the PlayStation Network. This has effectively turned many PS3 consoles into very expensive paperweights, says the main message on the petition page. According to
that's the petition.
Yeah. According to the petition, this particular appeal is being directed at Sony Chairman Kazuo Hirai, Sony Computer Entertainment of America CEO Jack Tretton, and Sony Computer Entertainment of America Senior Director Corporate Communications and Social Media Patrick Sabold. It only has 21 signatures so far. Yeah, we're determined, but we're also quite lazy. So if this is an issue you feel strongly about, you should visit change.org and put your John Hancock on it.
Exactly.
I don't have a PlayStation, so I'm not very moved. But I may just go put my signature on it anyway.
I have one, but I'm not moved because I've always used mine as just a glorified Blu-ray player. But I'll help some people out. My gamers asked for the help, so I'll help.
That's my main deal. I'm kind of like, you can have 2. What are you going to do with 5?
Okay, I got some quick update. Remember the lady we told you about last week, Susan,
mm-hmm,
whose Xbox Live account was hacked?
Well, yeah.
We got in contact with Susan, so she's going to be stopping by either here in the morning or probably one of the night shows at some point. I'm still working out the details with her. However, I wanted to let you know that the girl is serious. She went and got a new blog set up. It is hackedonxbox.com. She sent over to us. Much nicer looking than her previous blog. And she's gathering together some other people who had the same issues. Someone named Pete, Jonathan, and Scotty, who have had also unresolved cases. So she's actually, I love how she's organized. Sometimes it takes a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's got them organized by resolved cases and unresolved cases. And I can tell you now, there's nothing in the resolved cases area.
Microsoft,
bad. We'll have Susan on and get to talk to her about that. Probably a night show because I want Snow to be here because they can talk back and forth. It's going to be wonderful.
Snow's going to be hot.
Yeah, she's going to be very hot. Wait a minute. I lie. There's one in the resolve cases section. Let's take a look real quick while I got you on the air. Okay. So who is this?
Death of the player is not resolved, just so you know.
Oh, well, never mind then. So, anyway, good luck, people who are trying to get this fixed. And keep an eye on your Xbox Live account, people. Is it my turn?
No, I don't know, but I can go again. All right. Naoplay, I hope I'm saying that right, Naoplay
announces Achievement Life. Don't let the world ignore any of your personal achievements and make your life become the adventure to follow with this new social game from NeoPlay, Achievement Life. Gamers can now extend their achievement hunt to real life and share the fun. Using your phone camera to illustrate it, you can submit your real-life achievement to the vote of the community and your friends. Vote for your favorite achievements while you are browsing them and share them through your social network accounts like Facebook, Twitter, or Google+. Achievement Life also comes with a dedicated website. Achievement Life will be available on iTunes and on the Android market in February, and will be free on both iPhone, iPad, and Android platforms. I'm going to give it 5 minutes before boys start uploading pictures of their penis. Try to get achievements. And us girls are going to be voting them down. No.
No. No, dude. Until that one guy comes along and be like, oh, yeah. okay.
You know exactly that's what people are going to be uploading
to. I know, and it's going to be funny. Some of you might not want to be posting pictures of your goodies. Just saying. It's not going to bode well for you. It's just not.
No. Because we do point and laugh. We can't help it. I did find that out, personal experience. We do point and laugh.
I will tell you this much. I think that movie, although Mel Gibson is crazy, the movie is excellent. That movie, What Women Want, should be required viewing for all guys. There's a part in there where he says, you know where we all think women suffer from penis envy? And the guy goes, yeah. He says, they don't even like it. It's us. We have penis envy. That's dead on right there. Yeah, that's dead on. We could care less.
That's hilarious.
Required viewing, people. You should watch it. A lot of stuff in there is very, very true. All right. Well, while Best Buy is saying they're suffering from lack of sales, apparently GameStop is not suffering the same fate. Retailer GameStop has seen $3.2 billion in total sales for the Christmas period. That's right. I said $3.02 billion.
That is nuts. Hey, Best Buy, I wonder if it's just your store and your policies.
They said it's an almost instant 10% increase in their game software sales. Overall, there was less than 1% growth for the chain, but game sales rose by 9.9%. Pre-owned software sales saw an increase as well, 3.5% compared to the holiday period at that time last year, 2010. Digital sales grew 60%, a rise attributed to Call of Duty Elite subscriptions. A lack of new consoles and static price points on the market meant a drop of 19.6% in hardware sales. During the holiday, our solid sales performance of new high-def console software was offset by weak Wii software sales and hardware sales due to the lack of new hardware offerings versus the 2010 period, said CEO Paul Raines. He says, we were pleased with the performance of our buy-sell trade business, digital offerings, and mobile initiatives. GameStop also retired the remainder of its long-term debt, establishing a debt-free balance sheet as we go into 2012. Way to go.
That is nice.
That means the recession is it's kind of over, but not really. Yeah.
No, we're working on it.
We're getting there. The figures represent a 9-week period ending, of course, on December 31st. Well, congrats to the people at GameStop for getting out of debt. Getting out of debt is always good.
Yes. Debt is bad. Unless you know your debt is from buying me shoes, and then that's good.
Oh, shoe debt is always good.
Yes.
Well, it is time for us to get out of here. Noah's Ark is outside. They've got two of every animal, so I'm going to make the other half of two. I'm hoping the other half is Keanu Reeves. So,
some of you Twitter people are cracking me up, so yeah.
Yes, Twitter's awesome. Yeah, that's my random comment of the day. Got to go. Because I had nothing. I was trying to say something positive about Twitter. That's all I could come up with. And apparently I keep retweeting the same thing. Stop it, Twitter's got a hiccup. You know what? I'm going back to bed. So, we'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow morning for the news. We hope you come and sit in with us if I don't float away.
Ginger, and tomorrow you get us twice.
Yes, Ginger, can you send the boats for me? Well, I'm going to get on Noah's Ark.
I'll come. I'll bring a boat.
Go ahead.
It's going to be a blow-up boat, but I'll bring you a boat.
A blow-up? I'll take anything at this point. There's a river outside my house. Oh, look, squirrels floating by on a log. Nice.
That's nice. That's very nice.
Oh yeah. That's not for the fun. We run this mother. Girl, we run the world. Girl, we run the world.
Later, boys and girls.